And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Bud Dickman, and there has been no big thing that's happened. Mr. Hendry asked me to take over briefly on the show today because of all the turmoil about a slap and the fact that guy got slapped, you know. And Mr. Hendry said, you know, Bud, why don't you get out there? And I'm going to do a monologue here, and then I'll bring on... Wait, I'm doing the monologue.
Yeah, Phil said he does the monologue. All right.
I know, I'm going to do the monologue, and I'm going to talk about a slap. And everybody's... And, you know, on our show, on the Mr. Phil Hendry Show, every time someone talks about slap, guys are all... You know, and I don't want that to be... This is a very serious situation when he slapped it, you know. I mean, when he slapped him. And I mean Will Smith slapped Chris Smith or Chris Rock. And why? Why? That's the... You know, we got to know why. Because everybody was having fun, and it was a lot of fun. And they had showed film clips and everything. And as Academy Awards, if you don't know anything about it, it's the Oscars. And... It's the Oscar, and it's the award they give is named after a guy named, well, I guess the guy named Oscar or something, I don't know. And I said, is it Oscar Mayer? Because a lot of us grew up with Oscar Mayer. And they said, no, Oscar Mayer makes the bologna sandwiches. And I go, what? You know, it was difficult to understand. I know what the Academy Awards are, and I know who Oscar is. I know who Oscar Mayer is. When they said they give away Oscar, I went, so is that the guy that makes the bologna? And they go, what? What are you talking about, man? I go, what are you talking about? And they go, oh, you mean Oscar Mayer? I go, yeah, on a wiener. On the Wiener Mobile, he gave, that's the other thing. He drove around giving away wieners left and right, and no one said anything. Now, all of a sudden, a guy gets slapped. Now, you know, but it's got nothing to do with Oscar Mayer. It has to do with Oscar. No last name. And the guy who is Oscar is dead now, but they patterned the statue after this guy, Oscar, who founded the Academy Awards. And it's gone on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's gone on for decade after decade, year in, year out. And then all of a sudden, last night, or not last night, but the night, what was it? It was like three nights or something. I don't forget. Sunday night, Chris Rock got slapped across the face. Now, how many times have you wanted to do that? And a lot of people have said, you know what, God, that, I wish I would like to do that too, you know? Because some guy says something, you just want to go, yeah, just... But then we realize that what if you're in the wrong? What if you're slapping a guy for something and you're an idiot about it, you know? And I don't know why Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. I have no idea, and no one's actually explained it. Chris Rock told a joke, something about bald women, and then next thing you know. So, you know.
Thanks a lot, Bud.
You're welcome.
Very good, Bud.
Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen.
Well.
What?
Well, I don't know what opinion you expressed. The thing about Oscar Mayer, tell me more about that.
Wait a minute, man. Bud.
No, are you kidding me, man? You know what Oscar Mayer is. You know what that represents. You know what it's represented for all of us. What do you mean represented for all of us?
Bud, Oscar Mayer isn't Hegel. You know,
who?
I mean, Oscar
Mayer is not some icon of the generation. Oscar Mayer was a guy. I don't even know if it was a guy.
We'd have to look up. What are we talking about Oscar Mayer for?
Because you said Oscar.
The Oscars, man, are the Academy Awards.
Don't, okay.
Yeah, you know what those are.
Of course I do. And the fact that they were giving away Oscar.
They were giving away Oscars, man. They're giving away statues named Oscar.
What the hell, man? That's a little coup. The statue was patterned after a man named Oscar. You thought that that meant Oscar Mayer.
I'm just saying that it's an icon. As Mr. Henry just said, it's an iconic name in the history of America. Okay?
That doesn't mean they're giving away bologna sandwiches. Okay, you know, So, Oscar Mayer's a different guy.
Yes, I understand it now.
All right. And that's got nothing to do with this slap.
Okay, when Will Smith slapped that guy...
It had to do with a joke that was told by... I don't want to go through this again.
I don't either, but wait a minute. You know, everybody else gets to weigh in. I'm going to weigh in.
All right, what is your opinion? I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, you're saying The only thing I heard you say is that Oscar Mayer had something to do with it.
Okay, so I'm saying that after year in and year out of having the Oscars, now Will Smith decides he's pissed off. And I'm saying that's the end. That's the end of the road for the Oscars. That's the end of the road on Academy Awards. It'll never, never be the same. It'll never be the same.
All right, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead. You can make fun of it.
I'm not making fun of it. I agree. You agree. Yes, I do. Would you stop that? Sorry. I do. I think it's the end of the road for the Oscars.
I disagree.
Why?
Are you kidding me? They're not going to give up a multi-million dollar thing like that. I mean, it's a big show.
Yeah, but Phil, people are not going to be watching it the same way.
Yeah, right there. Right there, what the man said. Everyone, now it's got to stink about it, okay? And if you want to draw the comparison to Oscar Mayer, it's like a bad bologna sandwich.
Oh, I see. So the Academy Awards is like a bologna sandwich. The Academy Awards is like a bologna sandwich that just went bad.
Yeah, oh God, look, she's laughing, Mr. Henry.
Of course she's laughing. So am I. Well, all right, it's not a bad... Look, it may sound goofy, but in a way, it's a perfect metaphor. The Academy Awards, something that was savory, something that was delicious, something that we partook of year in and year out, and now all of a sudden, it's like having a mouthful of a cat's ass.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right there, what the man said. And it'll never be the same. What was done that night, what was done then will never be forgotten.
Right. I don't want to talk about it anymore. How about that?
Okay, but you know, you said I had an opportunity. I had an opening monologue.
You did, Phil. And I think it's important if Bud gets to have the opinion that we weigh in with our opinion before we move on.
Yeah, what do you want to move on to?
Well, I was talking to Jackie earlier, you know.
Holy Jesus.
Wait a minute, man. This is kind of family night here, folks, or family day. This podcast today is a little bit... I know, Bud, you wanted to do the thing about the slap, but there is something a little bit heavier happening in the Phil Henry, Jackie Bales universe, and that is Kirby.
Oh, my God, Kirby's not passed on.
No, not yet, but Kirby is very much of advanced years, and...
You want to talk about that besides, instead of hearing Bud weigh in on, I'd rather hear about Oscar Mayer. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Henry, I hope that Kirby is okay. I hope that he recovers, you know.
He's not going to recover, man. He's 18, dude. He's old.
Okay, but this is something that is culturally important to America.
Oh, okay, well, never mind. We won't talk about the dog.
All right, God almighty.
Now I feel guilty.
No. It's okay. Go ahead. Talk about Oscars and Oscar Mayer and bologna sandwiches and the fact that the Oscars are now...
The only point that the kid was making, Phil, that we can move on to Kirby, bless his little heart, the only point the kid... Well, go ahead, Bud, you make it.
Yeah, excuse me, it's my, you know...
It was Bud's segment.
Yeah. Well, you said it. It's like the Oscars will forever be like having, like taking a bite out of a bad taco, you know?
What? What does that mean?
You just said it. You said if there was like a bad bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Because up until that point, it was a very delicious meal, a cultural meal that the American people could partake of. And now it's always going to just taste like it's got, like you ordered a hamburger and someone did something to it, man, and you don't want to know.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like somebody got pissed off and they put something in your burger that smells like it came out of a cat box.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's true.
That's what the Academy Awards are now.
Yeah. It's always going to be a bad taste. I'm Bud Dickman. Thank you very much, everybody butting in and everything.
Well, you told us we could weigh in with an opinion as soon as you were done.
Well.
So anyway, you and the drama that you're dealing with.
Well, I don't want to bother anybody with it, okay?
Go ahead, Phil. How dare you, General? All right, but God, Phil. I didn't know we were going to... I thought, isn't this a comedy show?
Is this a comedy show?
Yes. Isn't that what you do? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Come on here and do ha 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 ha. Right?
We're on here we're a commentary show.
This program, if I thought this show was some sort of a clown act, was some kind of put on the big nose and the big shoes and walk around like someone hammered a broom handle up.
Yeah, right up the...
Don't say it.
If that's what you think, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong girl. Well, then I completely miss it. Because I've heard people say this is a comedy show.
We do commentary. That's what we do in this show. And the commentary we did tonight, thank you very much, Bud. That was Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen. What would you...
That's my commentary on a slap and Oscar.
You mean the Oscars?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Whatever.
Now we move into our second part.
Great. Kirby is dying.
Mark, I didn't mean to upset you.
Well, God.
All right, Phil. No, I'm not trying to bum anybody. Kirby's not dying. Kirby is alive. He's old. And he's getting older as the days go by. He's 18. He has an arthritic back. He is on some pain medicine.
Yeah, but you said that he's walking, right?
Yeah, Kirby is still going out for his walks. He's very hesitant. They're very slow walks. One of the things that Jackie has often said about Kirby, and it's true of any dog, they love to use their noses. That's what life is all about for a dog. You got to let a dog stick his nose into just about everything.
Yeah, so you like if a dog sticks his nose right up in right up in there.
What a jackass you are, man.
What are you talking about?
When a dog comes up and puts his nose in your butt.
Hey, Jack, if a dog wants to put his nose wherever the dog's going to put his nose, then you politely say, thank you, Mr. Dog. I hope you got a nose full. You can now move it on to something else.
Yeah, that's what Phil does. He tells the dog that. You think dogs speak English? Wow.
No, I don't. You know what? I can get up and leave.
Now, Phil, hold on. Kurt, yes, you're right about that. Dogs love to use their noses, and you must allow a dog to go out and smell what he wishes to smell. It's how other dogs, they communicate with each other.
Exactly. Jackie calls it P-mail. I'm sure you've heard that.
What does that mean, P-mail?
It means he's smelling the urine of other dogs.
Oh.
So, but yeah, and...
So he's been out, we said he was out walking.
He does walk. Kirby's instinct is like, as it always has been, is to chase squirrels, because a fair number of squirrels will get loose in the backyard of the house. But, you know, now that he's at the age he's at, he can't really get, you know, running. So he's slowing down, man. And
you're on the phone. I saw you talking to Jackie on the phone about it just before the show started.
Right. And that's why I asked you to do the commentary on the slap, because I thought it might be a little bit lighter. And
yeah, well, how do you like it now? So the kid's saying... What did I do wrong?
Nothing. I just didn't think it would go from how we got into Oscar Mayer Baloney.
Because of the name Oscar.
That if you think about it.
Right, bud. I thought all you need to think about it, okay? I don't need to think anymore about the name Oscar, you know?
Well, how many Oscars do you know?
I don't know any Oscars. I know that cat.
What about the guy from Odd Couple?
Yeah, that guy is Oscar.
Okay, great. That was Oscar. Then there was Oscar Mayer. Then there's the Oscars. Then there's Oscar Buenaventura, right, General?
Yeah, the prize fighter.
Right. Oscar, wasn't that his name, Buenaventura?
That's the name of the city.
But that was the cat. He was a prize fighter. Oscar something. Buena.
Bueno.
Oscar Bueno.
That wasn't his name.
Look it up, will you, bud?
All right, hold on. Oscar Buenaventura.
That's the guy right there. Oscar Buenaventura. Is that it, Oscar Buenaventura?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, so there's another Oscar. So, Oscar Buenaventura. Oscar Mayer,
Oscar, the guy that Jack Klugman played, or Walter Matthau.
Yeah, Oscar Madison.
Oscar Madison, that's his name, yes.
And then Oscar.
And then Oscar, the Oscars.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have we proved here?
Just that we're finding, I'm trying to get closure. God damn.
Oh, look, this guy's trying to get closure.
Yeah, okay. So we'll be right back because we have to take a break, folks.
What are you talking about?
I got to take a break, folks. We'll be back as we try to get closure on the whole slap thing. Holy God.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by...
The Phil Henry Show website. For less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for a yearly subscription, you get 50,000-plus hours of awesome radio, digicast, video content, and more. This is the largest repository of entertainment value on the international internet web-o-matic that you have ever seen.
What do you mean, web-o-matic?
That's just what I said. I'm not stuttering over here.
Get a backstage pass today and get more bang for your entertainment buying dollar than ever before.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm disgusted by the things I have to do for this show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show on the El Pacifico here. Thanks very much, General. I'm here with Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and General Galen Shaw. And we promised Bud he could open up the show with a monologue about the slap, which is the Will Smith thing.
Well, what do you think about it, Phil?
I'm tired of weighing in about it.
You're tired of... No one's even heard your opinion.
No one. What is your opinion?
I'm not going to give my opinion. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I mean, I don't mind hearing you guys talk about it. But I'm done through... And I got to be honest with you. You know, I may agree with you, General, when you said that this is the end of the Oscars. You know, didn't you say that?
I forget.
You said it, bud.
I don't know.
I didn't say it.
Well, let me put it to you this way. It could be that this is the end of the innocence. Do you want to, you know what I'm saying by that?
Oh, they're always saying stuff like the end of the innocence. Yes, yeah, sure. This is just simply, this is America now. We're walking around socking each other in the chops, beating each other up, kicking each other's ass. It's very healthy.
Yeah, sure.
Getting on the line here, weighing in on this from a security standpoint, because, you know, it is about security, and it is about maintaining the peace, I suppose, is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know, Jay, that you had made some comment about it on Twitter, right?
Well, Phil, I did earlier on weigh in on this on Twitter, and from a law enforcement standpoint, you have to understand these are movie stars who are very important people, and I don't want to have to tangle with any of them, that's for sure. A lot of them have their own bodyguards, a lot of them have their own security.
What, in that instance, Jay, what would you do?
Well, at the time, General, what we did tweet, what I tweeted out of the auspices, Citizens Auxiliary Police Twitter account, is that...
You said something about Chris Rock leaned his face into the slap.
It appeared to me, yes, that Mr. Rock, rather than trying to avoid the slap, leaned in and was accepting full facial. And this is what we call Citizens Auxiliary Police Code 7, when someone is accepting of the full face slap, or someone accepts with full knowledge and forethought, or if you just lean in and you take a full face, you take a full facial. And of course, we don't mean by facial. We're not talking about with some of this filthy, some people put a filthy connotation.
I understand that, Jay. So you said that you thought it was a healthy moment?
I thought, here's what I think about the slap. I thought, I'm a longtime resident of Southern California. I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania, but I've been in Southern California for quite some time. And I feel that this was a good cleansing. I think probably Academy Awards and society in general needed to just see a good cleansing moment where a man walks up on to a stage. All the glamour, all the glitz, all the glamour. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Mr. Henry, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Right. So, and in that instance, you see him go up, and you know that he's angry, in this case, Mr. Smith, and you just go, you know something? I, God forgive me, but I hope you just, I don't want you to hurt him, but just go ahead and just, you know. Boy, it's interesting.
Well, you sound like a lot of times we've talked to you, Jay, you sound emotionally invested.
I'm not emotionally invested. I just, when I saw Mr. Smith walk up there, I in my own heart and in my mind, I just went, get him. It's hard to explain. Hold on for just a minute, okay? Wait a minute. 563-251. Roger, Wilco. Hike. So,
what does that mean, hike?
Don't worry about it. God, this guy. This is police code, General. We got under control.
All right, we're talking about Jay Santos. You just said that you got some kind of a thrill out of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
Yes, you did. You were almost up. It sounded excited. It sounded like excitement.
Well, I'm just saying that when I saw him, I felt myself go, yeah. I don't know. I'd had a tough day. And
yeah, but you wanted it.
I wanted it.
I mean, you wanted it to hit him.
I just felt that in that moment, there was something inside of me. He was speaking for every man that had ever been disrespected. And he was saying to Chris Rock, really? You want to say that? Well, how about this? And then you...
All right, Jay, maybe you need to...
Sorry, just, it's been a long day. Looked at that and I just wanted to go, yeah, hit him again.
I think you need to probably take some tranquilizer and see a doctor.
I don't need no doctor. I'm fine.
What is so funny?
That guy is. Are you kidding me? That's hysterical.
No, it's hysterical, yeah, but he's all, yeah, yeah.
All right. That man is supposed to be a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer, And he sounds like he gets a real cheap thrill out of violence.
Yeah, he does. That's Jay, the three-step takedown guy that we all know and love. All right, so have we got this out of our system?
Well, I don't know, Missy. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this damn Oscar thing.
I mean, yeah, you know. I mean,
we've talked about Oscar Bonavena, Oscar Madison. We've talked about Oscar Meyer, and now...
I'll be a happy woman if we never talk about it again. However, I do want to weigh in, and Frank is purposely not here because I don't want to hear from him turning this into garbage. A lot of people have said, well, wasn't it chivalrous of him to go up and slap Will Smith across the face? Let me just say this, and I think I speak for some women, not all. I don't need some chump to go up.
All right, Margaret.
Wait a minute. You asked me a question. I don't need some chump, whether he's my husband or boyfriend, to go up and take care of something that I can deal with myself.
Margaret.
Well, no, not Margaret anything. I'd have gone up there. I know he was slapped by Will Smith, and that was a nice effort, Mr. Smith. That was, hey, aren't you big and rough and tough?
You gotta watch what you're saying, okay? Because there's a lot of people out there.
I'm just saying, as a woman, all right, I don't need some clown going up and doing dirty work for me. Someone wants to okey-doke me and make me the butt of a joke. Buddy, you better turn around and go backstage. Change your underwear. You're gonna need it.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, very, very brave talk. I'm all done with all of the brave talk for tonight.
You think I'm kidding, huh?
I don't think you're kidding. I don't think you're kidding. I think you just got to watch what you're saying, okay?
I love Chris Rock. I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't, huh?
I'm saying, it could be you, General. If you said something that was offensive to me, have a care, my man. Have a care.
Oh, man. What I wouldn't give.
Oh, really?
Wait a minute. Wait. Guys, step outside with that stuff, okay?
You ready?
Hey, you say the word. Hey, look, I'll call a cop before I see the two of you get into it. So don't even worry about it. Those days, Margaret, where you were beating Bud up.
Yeah, remember the time you beat me up? You remember that, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where are the real men? Ladies, am I right? Where are the real men?
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Listen, my friend, and learn. Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Yeah.
Giving all your love to just one man. He'll have some bad times. He'll have maybe a couple of good times. But most of the time he'll stand there. And he ain't much, is he? You know? But if you work out daily on a speed bag,
the hell, Margaret?
Easy. You'll be able to throw some pretty rapid hands. And if you love him, tell him to just stand to one side. You got this. He could go ahead and take a nap. You know what I mean? Because you don't need a man to kick ass and take some names. You can go ahead and throw hands with the best of them. The nights are cold and lonely. You don't need a man. Roundhouse kicks and flying feathers. Take a look. I need water, for Christ's sake.
You don't need a man, huh?
No, I don't.
What about Frank?
He's taking a nap. Good feet, all the roundhouse kicks you can stand.
God damn,
you don't need a man.
That sucked.
Tell me about it.
World famous Phil Harris. Everybody done here? Right, Miss Gray?
Water. Get her some water, man.
Yeah, get some water.
Water. I need water.
God damn, Margaret.
I got it. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. On podcast one, here is Blue Wave Theory, right?
Think so.
Water, I gotta tell you.
Here you go, Margaret.
Oh, that's better.